What is the status of glass utensils today in terms of kasherous milk and meat, Pesach? So according to many Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran, the Rashba, that glass is smooth and hard, and therefore, even if you use boiling hot foods on them, we assume it doesn't absorb. And in fact, even if, so therefore, nothing absorbs in glass. So even if you boiled hot chametz through the year, as long as you rinse them properly, you could use them on Pesach. And similarly as well, that would be the same issue whether you could use glass utensils for hot meat and hot dairy, as long as they were clean well in between. That's if you assume that basically it's smooth and hard and nothing is absorbed. According to other Rishonim, the Mordechai, the Smak, the Smag, the Trumas Adeshin, since glass is made of sand, so it has the status of Koicheres, earthenware, which is also made of sand, and therefore the problem is it absorbs taste, but it doesn't release taste. So therefore, according to this opinion, if you use glass kalim, glass utensils with any hot chametz, there is no way to kasher them for Pesach. So this seems to be the machlokes, the machaber Rama. The Rama seems to say there is no kashering on Pesach, and the machaber says you don't need kashering. And there's a third sheet that brought down the Orzarua, the Shibui Haleket, that really glass is compared to metal, it's not compared to Kli Cheres, and therefore it absorbs and it also releases when you kasher, when you do Haggalah. However, the concern was that since glass utensils are much more fragile than metal, and we're concerned they're going to break, therefore there's no way of koshering them for Pesach. So either the two ways of learning, either you can't kosher them because there's a din of earthenware, a din of kli cheres, then there's no hope for you. Or you say, no, the reason why you can't kosher it is because really, in theory, it could be koshered, but since you we're concerned the glass utensils are going to break, so you're not going to do a proper job, so therefore that's why you don't do it. So what's the practice? So in practice, the Svardim follow, as I said, the Shulchan Aruch, and they assume that these glass utensils, they're smooth and hard and don't absorb, and therefore you have to be, and if as long as you rinse them properly, you can use them on Pesach. However, even with among the Sephardi community, the Ben Ish Chai and others, they disagree and they say one should be machmer on Pesach. The Minhag Ashkenaz, well, the different minhagim, some follow the Ramah's stringent view. And they say, that's it, you can't kasher glass on Pesach. End of discussion. Others follow the more lenient opinion in the Ramah that allows glass to be kashered through Haggalah, because it has a din of metal, and Bizman HaGemara, we're concerned the glass wasn't strong enough, but today the glass is much stronger, and therefore there's no problem to do Haggalah. And therefore, and in fact, some bring down that maybe you should do Haggalah three times. So basically, you have on one hand, you have three sheets, basically. That one is that glass is hard and smooth, and therefore no need for koshering. You could use hot chametz, even stuff that use hot chametz, you could use it for hot meat and hot milk. That seems to be the sheet of the Mechaber. The Ramah is different sheets within what the Ramah writes, you can't kosher it. So the question is, why can't you kosher glass for Pesach? So either you can't kosher glass for Pesach because it has a din of kli cheres, and therefore it absorbs but doesn't release, so there's nothing more to talk about. However, you take the other opinion, then no. Really, it has a din of metal, which can absorb and it releases when you do Hagolah. But back then, you know, the glass utensils weren't as made as well, so therefore you couldn't kasha then, so today you can. So you have different, you have some who say, well, machmir not to have glass, not to kasha at all. Others, if there's a more of a need, if there's a tzarech, certainly b'shas adchak, then you could rely on the other opinion that you could do Hagolah on glass. And, you know, and then for sure, if, let's say, if it didn't involve chametz, let's say it's a suffix, that maybe you don't even know if these utensils were used for had chametz, then you could wait 24 hours and do Hagolah like three times. I think that's the opinion of Rav Shlomo Kluger. And also, I think the Sitz Eliezer and maybe Rav Svi Pesach Frank has a discussion on it as well. So that's to the Minhag Ashkenaz. So is some a machmir chumrah de Pesach, they don't kasher. Others are machmir if it's real chametz not to, but if it wasn't had chametz, they'll do it with Hagolah, and then some, the Chumri, you do it three times, just to make, you know, even though if you hold it like glass, so then you don't have to kasher it at all. And if you hold it like metal, so it's just the Chumri three times, and Rav Abadi has a bigger Chiddush, and which very Api Svara makes a lot of sense. He says that he holds even the Ramah, even Ashkenaz, even the Ramah would agree today that if he saw our glass dishes, he would say you could kasha them. Because he assumes that everyone agrees today that the glass dishes aren't absorbing, they're hard and smooth. And therefore, one would not have to do anything. He could use it, even if he used hot chametz on the glazed china, one would just have to wash it thoroughly. That's his shita in general. By glazed china, he holds that out's the Indian of tefillas kelim. So then it's china, so it's exempt. And now it's kasher, it's glass, so therefore, you treat it like glass in terms of kasherus, and he even goes so far that on Pesach, even if it was used for hot chametz, but he thinks everyone would agree today, and it wouldn't be a problem. The minhag is more people, if you're machmir like the Ramah, either people, b'shas adchak, you know, they'll assume it's like metal, and they'll do Hagolah, you know, once, or they'll do like three times, like some bring down the chumrah.